Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 211, Time Cop. You wanted it. We did it. And by you wanted it, I mean our most viewed videos ever are Van Damme.
Or all Van Damme.
There's an appetite for it. It doesn't matter how old. The last Van Damme one we did was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And it's still top 60 days, top past year, still reigns king.
Yep.
So some of y'all out there love it. And you want it. Here it is, okay?
Sounds like we need to transition into just a Van Damme fan page YouTube channel. That's what the people want.
Yep, so we got Time Cop, man. It's September 16th, 1994. Budget of $27-28 million, box office of 101, which this is Van Damme's biggest, highest-grossing film.
Whoa.
As a lead actor. And it's kind of a sleeper. No, not a lot of people mention this as their favorite Van Damme or even in their top echelon, I don't think. I think it's slept on, and that's why I wanted to review it. Because, yeah, that's crazy to me. It's higher than Bloodsport, all that shit.
Yeah, I would have guessed at least Universal Soldier. That was a pretty big budget blockbuster movie.
Yeah, that's a
movie.
Pretty big commercial movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And he did another one with this guy later, the director, what the heck's his name? Peter Hyams. Which one was it?
Sudden Death?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the hockey one, right?
Yeah, that's my personal favorite Van Damme movie. But
Kind of a sleeper hit, too.
Yeah.
That not a lot of people mention. But, yeah, these guys had a good thing going. They should have done some more. Sean Claude Van Damme as Max Walker, police officer in 1994. With time travel having been made possible, and later a U.S. federal agent in 2004. Ron Silver as a corrupt politician. I liked him in this. He's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Movie starts out in, like, I forget what it was. 18-something. It's Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And the Civil War fucking...
Like the Confederacy. Yeah, Confederacy's going down... I think it was the Confederates, like, going down a...
Yeah, the Confederacy's going down a road with some horses, and a guy stops them. Hey there. What you doing? He's like, we don't need you to step aside, sir. I got a tickle. I can't remember what he said. Something like, yeah, I will. I got a feeling y'all are hauling some gold for the Confederacy. And he's like, boy, you need to step aside. We'll kill you where you stand and not think twice about it. He's like, well, I'm going to have to ask you to please give me that gold. There's five of us, man. What are you doing? I don't know what you're thinking, boy. We got no problem killing you. Well, I'm going to have to ask you one more time to please give me that gold. And then I don't think the Confederacy pulls first. I think he pulls first. Two fucking 1994 future-looking Uzis like Terminator when it had a laser sight. Weird gun noises and mows them all down. And then we go back to 1994. And, right? It goes, I can't remember.
It goes to the mall. It goes to the mall.
Oh, is it the mall? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got the mall. And who's this actress? She's in some stuff back then.
Ferris Bueller, I think, is right. Wasn't she the love interest in Ferris Bueller?
She might be. She looks super familiar. Mia Sara.
She looks familiar.
But plays Max Walker's wife, name of little importance because she's not in it a lot. Yeah, they're at the mall. I love it. Walks up, what's a pretty girl like you doing here? And she's like, I'm waiting for my husband. If I was your husband, I would never leave you waiting. And she's like, well, I'll tell you what, if I turn around and my husband's not here, I'll go with you. Sounds like a plan. She turns around. How have you been? You know, the kiss. And obviously, he's her husband. But yeah, it's pretty good. And then they're walking and talking. And there's some funny stuff about... I think he's talking about his new job. Yeah, I
Are
think
you sure
so.
it's gonna be safe? I don't exactly make cookies for a living. Just weird answers, like Sean. And then what was that line she had about his English that was pretty fucking good?
Oh yeah, what the fuck was that? I don't remember what. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember what the line was.
She's like, "Well, I can't understand you anyway." He's like, "Oh, come on. I know all the good words." And whispers something in her ear. And then it's like, "Well, we still have plenty of time in the day. What do you want to do?" And she's like, "Well, we can go practice those words you're good at." And then immediately cuts to the fucking contractually obligated sex scene in the Van Damme movie.
Oh my
Titties
God, dude. I was
on the bed.
laughing.
Contractually obligated butt shot of Van Damme thrusting. No, I really want the audience to see how good my buttocks is when I thrust. No, they need to see. Low
Oh
shot,
my God.
wide, low and wide. Thrusting on the bed, sweaty.
Oh
Yes.
man.
And then of course it's got some cheesy 94
It's like
Van Damme
saxophone
love
fucking.
making music. And it's always like,
Oh
first it
God.
starts with everyone. Like a hot missionary butt view with thrusting, and then it always moved to like the woman straddling him, him like grabbing her shoulders. Both of them like sitting up, always, dude. So funny. This
Just a hard
guy.
cut to right to the sex scene. It's like, what the fuck? And then I forgot about the fucking rollerblader at the mall that steals the old woman's purse
Oh
and he
yeah.
puts his foot up. I was like, what the fuck?
Hold on. And he's like, "Hold on, honey." And he says something like, "I think I need to do something." And he walks over, rollerblade. So he like knew he was gonna rob because he had rollerblades on. These shifty rollerbladers. They in here for no nothing but no good. And then yeah, he does. He just stands in front of him with a high kick at fucking head height, and it's a little shaky. Like right for Van Damme, like he kind of falters in the holding the foot up, which I've never seen. I was like, "Why'd you even keep that shot? Just redo it." I know this motherfucker can hold a foot up, and he dropped it a little bit. And I was like, "What is going on?" And then he's like, "Hey, no," we said, "read the bottom of my shoe." Wolverine? No. Read between the lines. And then I can't remember what he says.
Like,
It's like,
oh yeah, I'll give the purse back or something like that. I was like, okay.
exactly.
Oh
Like, what?
my
Read
God.
between the lines. This is a message that I will kick you in the face.
So stupid.
And then I think he says something to his wife too. He rethought his life choices, something like that. Or he had a second thought, or something like that. Oh yeah, and then when he's like walking away with his wife, there's the two goons on the
Oh,
balcony that totally look like quintessential Van Damme bad guys, like from like fucking Cyborg, even, crazy hair, balding. The one guy's beads and dreads and like glasses
The
and
wet long
just look.
hair,
Yeah, always wet and shit.
yeah.
Just wet as it comes, baby. Just greasy bastards. You know he's the bad guy
Oh,
instantly.
God.
Oh, these are the guys, and they're looking down. And he looks up, and then it's got that like like note. It'll play, and then goes back with his wife. Looks back again. Gone. What's wrong, honey? Oh, must be nothing. And I love Van Damme's look in this movie in particular. This is like peak Van Damme. He's got the physique kicking, but he's got this awesome, like feathered, semi-long hair. I love this Van Damme look. Like, this is Van Damme. It's got the little bit of puff, just perfectly feathered out every scene. It's like, ooh, yeah. That's what I want. I don't want the clean cut blood sport hair, and I don't want the long fucking riding the motorcycle with your
The
feet hair.
mullet, I
I want right in the middle, baby.
wonder.
Yeah, then I love the scene that comes up. Oh wait, do they have the scene about time travel before their house scene?
Oh,
Or no,
shit.
because the love making would be that scene, right? So it chops into the love making, then the house blows up.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah,
Yeah, I'm
probably,
pretty sure.
yeah, I think you're right.
And
So, just to keep you up to speed, first 12 minutes of this movie, we have Confederacy Army, 1990s mall, sex scene, house blow up, wife die.
The 12 minutes.
The first 12 minutes. Now that is every part of any Van Damme movie crammed in the first 12 minutes of this. Yeah, because like he gets a call in the middle of the night. Don't answer it. You know I have to. You answered it. I just said I have to. And so he's a cop at this point. And it's like, can't you get somebody else? And then he gets dressed. Honey, obviously she wants to tell him that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
It's pretty
Things are going to be
it's pretty
different now, or whatever she says.
Yeah, it's pretty damn obvious. It's like, well, now I'm worried for two. It's like she almost just like says everything but say she's pregnant, right? We have you have more to lose now.
There's something in the oven.
Yeah, he's like about to walk out the door, and she says, "I have something I need to tell you." He goes, gets down low, like he wants to hear it, and he's like, "Wait till I get home." She's like, okay. Oh man. And then he walks out, and wouldn't you fucking know it, it's the wet
Yeah,
bandits right
the
outside the
web
door.
bandits.
Just, and I'm pretty sure he gets kicked, doesn't he? Or maybe he
Yeah, like
gets hit,
right
but
away, he gets hit in the face.
yeah, just, what the oh. And this is a weird
The fuck?
Van Damme movie in that he's always kind of on the verge of getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Right? And that to me is always kind of the coolest. I guess that is kind of his shtick. He's always like halfway getting his ass beaten before he
Yeah.
wins, like blood sport, getting shit in his eye. Ah!
You gotta be handicapped in some way,
Yeah. Which is weird because I mean he's in his full police uniform and he's got a gun, but he's
yeah.
just getting his ass kicked. And they're kicking him on the ground. Oh, who sent you? Who are you? And then some of them go in the house. He looks up. His wife's getting attacked in the window upstairs. Oh, I can't remember her name. It's like Sally. And then fuck. He's asking who are they? And then what does the guy say before he pops him twice?
Sleep on it. Something about sleeping on it, and then he shoots him, right? Or sleep on it tomorrow, or wait, I don't know. Something along the lines of sleep on
Yeah, and
it.
he's like, he says something like, come on, I think you know. Why don't you sleep on it? Shoots him twice in the chest. Ah! Smoke rising from his chest. And they go in the house, and he's crawling after him, like, Oh, after he rips open his shirt,
Yeah,
just
the
so the audience knows. Bulletproof vest,
Oh, thank God.
bitch.
I thought he was dead there for a minute.
Damn, I thought the movie was over. It's the worst Van Damme movie ever. Crawls towards the house, and he gets up, and he's about to touch the door, and flies back. And I was like, "What the fuck? Why did they blow up the house with them in it? This makes no goddamn sense. Who blew up the house?" And I don't think they ever tell you
Something went
why
terribly wrong
the
in
house was
there.
blown up. Like they just had the gas on, and like these guys. I don't know, lit a match. Like they didn't mean to. Like they don't explain it later when they go back to it. Why would you blow yourself up in the house? To kill his wife, duh. It's like we were talking about last week. The fire rises, yes. They're gonna expect four of us in the house. It won't look right if we
Oh
don't
my
all
God.
die in here. We're gonna blame this on jihad, man. We gotta have some people in this house. Yeah, so yeah, that blows up. That's pretty good. And then we get really cool. I like this scene a lot. There's like senators and
Yeah,
shit
that was cool.
meeting in a room. A guy walks in, briefcase, black dude, puts it on the fucking desk. Let me guess, you're gonna ask us for money. You are correct. I am gonna ask for money.
Lots of
And
money.
you're gonna give it to me. And why is that? Well, do you know the scientist so and so? Are you familiar with his research? Won the Nobel Prize, and they're like, yeah, we're familiar, duh. And he said, well, he got out of the spotlight, and for the past 12 years, he's been working on time travel. Time travel. You're wasting our fucking time. It's funny you say that because he succeeded. What? And then it gets quiet and it's like, I got your attention, don't I? Yeah. And it's so good. I got your attention, didn't I? 2 days ago, he successfully sent someone back in the past. Now, you can't send someone into the future because it hasn't happened. But you can send someone back in the past. And what do you think we have to do with this? Because, you idiots, think about it. What if someone sends her, there's ripple effects. He uses that. Imagine throwing a pebble in a pond. But now, instead of ripples, they're time ripples, shattering the fabric of fucking time as we know it. And he's like, now we can't go back and kill Hitler, even though we all want to. Like, I don't think he says that. Even though we're all thinking it. That was the first thing we thought of. That was the first thing he thought of. That's why he invented this shit. But we can't, okay? Because we don't know. Butterfly effect and shit. You stay with
Fuck
me
the
here.
Ashton Kutcher.
His fat friend turning skinny fucked up the whole fucking movie. Really screwed everybody over. And then,
my God.
yeah, what does he say? He's like, imagine someone sending back someone, and I don't even, there's a couple of his examples. I don't really remember. Someone sending back someone to kill John F. Kennedy, actually from the grassy knoll. Could you imagine? Or someone going back in time and being the first one to invent computers. And then America's screwed. And all this shit. And he's like, oh, damn, you're right. Yeah. He's like, what are you proposing? I'm proposing a new government agency called the, oh, fuck, TEC, Time Enforcement Commission. Yeah, the TEC, the Time Enforcement Commission. We're going to police the timeline and make sure people don't do this kind of shit. And then he's like, well, how much is this going to. Something about the price was so good. How much is it going to cost? And he's like, enough, I think he says. He's like, and he's like, well, how much is enough? It's not too little and it's not too much.
Oh,
Police
shit.
the timeline. It's like they've never said what they're going to do with time travel that would warrant like this commission to be built. Like, there's no good really that I can see coming from time travel. All they're using time travel to do is to prevent other people from committing crimes in the past. And then they explain it later in the movie pretty well. He's like, the senator trying to get time travel shut down because he's fucking using it to his ends. He's like, why don't we just shut down the time commission and just make time travel illegal, period? Why are we spending all this money policing time travel instead of just not doing it? It's like, oh, fuck. Shit. Fuck, he's got us.
Yeah,
We
when he
never even
says
thought
something
of
like, why
that.
don't we just go back in time and and prevent like the time the scientists from even doing it? Well, I
I don't know. It's already done.
don't
Nothing we can do about it now. This is the hand we're dealt. We're realists. So yeah, that was his new job he was talking about, was with this Time Enforcement Commission. And so now he's part of it. And then we jump to a scene, it's like in the 1940s,
20s, I think. Yeah, 1920s.
20s, something like that. Zoot suiting and fucking, it looked good. You know, it's all before CG, so they got real cars and costumes and stuff. And this guy pulls up to this fancy ass high rise. Somebody jumps, and like the valet's like, "Oh, very unfortunate, sir. What's his name? Jumped." And he's like, "I don't give a shit. I got my own problems." Goes upstairs, sits in his big ass office, pulls out a newspaper from the day, and then he pulls out another newspaper,
A USA
which is
Today newspaper.
USA Today from like 2000. I think the date says 2004,
2004, yeah.
and for some reason it has that day's stock market in 1928, or the exact date. I was like, why would they print this? What is the point of this? And he's like looking at the modern one and then the current time one, circling things with a quill. Calls up his broker. Yeah, I want to buy 1,000 more stocks and iodine oils. Don't just listen to me. I have a good feeling about it. I think it's gonna make a turn. See, just lock it in. And then, yeah, we get our first ripple effect. We got a rip. And then Van Damme walks in. Hello, Curly. How are you? I don't remember his name. He's like, Walker. Surprised to see me? How have you been? He's like, looks around. I see you've done well for yourself. Oh, come on, man. That was just a little fun. I'm not hurting anybody. So what? I went back to the past and I'm living high on the hog. I'm not hurting anybody. It's like, you know, I gotta take you in. I guess this guy used to be a TEC
Yeah,
agent too.
his
It was
partner,
his
his
partner.
partner, yeah.
You were my partner. What happened? And yeah, he says he's gotta bring him back. You know, I have to bring him back. Yeah, I could just live here. I won't do anything. I'll just stay here and be rich. No, it doesn't work that way. And then he fucking blabs. Tells on, oh, I can't go back. They'll kill my whole family. This guy's got power. He's got half the TEC in his pocket. Who is it? Tell me. We can get through this. And it's the senator. He's using this money. He's going to be president soon. You idiot. We can't do anything. And he's like, listen, come back with me. Testify. We'll take him down. Like we used to when we were partners. And then he's like, then you made me do this. Made you do what? Sprints towards the window, jumps
Dives
out. And then I don't remember this part. I thought he kills himself. And then Van Damme dives right behind him.
out.
Dives right behind him, grabs his ankle, and time fucking cop fucking transceivers ripples before they hit the ground. And then they got the doorman down there. Wow, golly.
Yep.
And then they take him back, and he's like getting tried by the TEC, which is like an instant trial.
Oh yeah,
Like
immediately, yeah.
they walk you right in front of like a judge and like two other cops, and he's like holding him right there. And he's like, "Well, do you have anything to say for yourself? You're charged with crimes against the timeline and ripple crimes and all this shit." And he's like, "Say something." He's like, "No." Say
He has something to say.
it. No. He has
Nothing.
something to say. He's like, oh, you do? No, I don't. Well, since you don't have anything to say, we'll hereby pass your sentence right now. You've been sentenced to
Death
the death penalty.
immediately,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's like
Immediately.
they kill you within 5 seconds of you coming back. That seems like a harsh fucking sentence for the crimes, you know? You know, you do these crimes in modern times, you get 10 to 15. You know what I mean? Brokerage crimes. These are white collar crimes, God damn it. What do you mean? I didn't even get to talk to a lawyer. Where's my time lawyer? Caveman lawyer, I'd imagine. You remember that SNL sketch? Listen, I'm just a simple caveman who happens to be a lawyer. I find these things frightening and strange. Anyways, yeah, so they sentence him, and then wouldn't you know it, the fucking penalty, the penalty is to just reopen the same exact time loop and drop his ass from where he stopped falling, and he hits a car, and then they got the door hop car valet guy again. Oh, God dang! And he's like,
Wouldn't you know it?
wouldn't you know it, things probably would have turned up tomorrow. Poor schmuck. No, that's just, and now that we know
God.
how time travel works, they have to go to that fucking train car shooter thing again, fire it up, crank it down the fucking alley just to fucking have him be dropped again where he was. Oh, it's crazy talk. So yeah, then the senator comes, I think, right after that to the TEC. He's talking about shutting it down. He's like, oh, this is one of our best agents, Walker. And he talks to him, and who are you after? Oh, he's a very profile person. Who was it? I don't have my witness anymore, so I have to keep it, under wraps. But I'm going to get him. And he knows it's him and all this shit. And he's like, just putting these hints out there. And
I did appreciate that about the movie, how the movie does not withhold anything. It's just like, here's the villain. There's no reveal, you know what I mean? No third act thing where it's like, oh, it's him the whole time. Like, no, immediately you're like, this is the bad guy of the movie. And I actually appreciated that. Like that, and they have their little conversation, which is kind of like cat and mouse kind of thing, you know? I was like, this is cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's Senator Macomb. And then, and he's even like, I think Walker should join us. No, I'm very busy. I have to write the report. Well, no, Walker's got plenty of time.
He's like, fuck.
And then after he leaves, I don't know, the fucking guy who runs the TEC comes in. He's like, he had a big interest in you. Yeah, he should. Whatever. Said he was the one funding him. What, implemented it? I don't know. Remember? I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
Anyways, he said he was the one doing it, and he has the whole half of the TEC in his pocket. And then the captain guy's like, "Well, not me."
Not me.
And he's like, "Right? I don't know." Anyways, they have this conversation about how he's gonna wants to investigate him. I say who you investigate. If you haven't, if you've forgotten, I'm the director. I direct the investigations. And then he's leaving. And he's anyways, come have dinner with me. It's like, no, I think I got to go home. It's like, whatever. And he's like, when I said I wasn't on the payroll, that's when you're supposed to say, I know. And
Yeah, I
all that
believe
shit.
you or whatever.
Yeah, you didn't believe me. So, what do we got? Then he starts.
Oh, the attack. But we have to talk about
Oh
the attack at
yeah.
home with the fucking guy with the knife. The
Oh yeah.
shittiest fight scene I think I've seen in a long, but hilarious at the same time. My
Was
God.
like it was gold, man.
He just
It's
pulls up the knife. It's like, what the fuck is
it's
going on?
somehow even lamer than like the Seagal knife fight in Under Siege where they're just poking at each other. Yeah,
Oh my God.
like he doesn't know this senator's gonna try and fucking get him, dude. Like you just
Yeah.
told everything pretty much to him. And this guy told you he's fucking got everyone on the payroll. So yeah, these guys come to his house. How did they get in? What happened? How did they wake him up? It was
Oh, I
something.
don't. It was he has an AI voice thing that like says like you have like when
Oh
he walks in the
yeah.
door there are no new messages and he like falls asleep watching an old home video
Yeah.
and then that voice memo kind of goes off and it sets him off. I
That
don't know how
that's
they get
great
in.
too. The watching the whole old home movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, start television. And it turns on, and it's an old home movie of him and his wife. How am I gonna build this? And then him, you need a hand? And then the video, do you need a hand?
Yeah, he's like sitting there
And
finishing the line.
he's doing all his lines, and he's drinking a fucking bottle of fucking Jack. Just,
My God.
oh, I miss her every day.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that ironic that I work in time travel and I can't go back and save the one I love? Yeah, and then yeah, he's sleeping, and then you hear no new messages, meaning someone's walked to the door. And then I think they put a is there's like a red dot on him at first,
Yeah, the little taser. Yeah, I think it is.
right?
Yeah.
And he's like freeze, and like oh, and I think he rolls off the bed, right, to miss the tase or
Yeah,
something.
like just in time, he rolls out of the bed.
Yeah, like tases the bed or something. And then the guy with the taser, from that point until we see him again, kind of just stands there and
Yeah, I
doesn't
don't remember all
attack.
of that.
He has this taser. He missed once. Oh well, I'll try again after this guy
Yeah,
tries.
I gotta wind it back up. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
I gotta
Hold on now. Gotta reel it in.
recharge
And then so the Asian guy with like two knives comes at him.
it. Who doesn't speak a single word? He just laughs
No.
and smiles.
Just fucking dances around him, and
Oh my
Van
God.
Damme is kind of doing his Van Damme hands and doesn't quite know how to fight two knives, you
Yeah.
know? And then so the first thing he does is flip his hand to the guy he's fighting by directly staring at the knife in the kitchen. And the guy with the knives looks, oh, you want that knife?
Oh
And so
man.
they're fighting, and he manages to get like one of the knives away from him. So now it's a knife versus knife fight. And I just remember at one point it was like Star Wars, like lightsaber lock, like
Yeah.
two little knives, like blade on blade, just like the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen.
My God.
And I don't even remember how he defeats this guy. I don't remember him like stabbing him or anything. I think he just
He
kicks him.
does some sort of move when the guy gets done charging his thing, whatever the fuck he's doing. The knife guy, he spins him around and like, and the guy shoots
Oh
at Van Damme and
yeah.
gets him
Use
instead. And yeah.
uses him as a human shield. But then after that, it's like he immediately reels it in. It's ready to
Yeah,
shoot again.
yeah.
Yeah, and he's like 50,000 volts. And oh yeah, he knocked over a fucking water jug, like a little office water cooler when this happened. And so he's on the ground. There's just the water bottles, giant water bottles there. So onto the water. He puts the fucking red bead on him, 50,000 volts.
Have a nice
And then,
day, or
yeah.
whatever he says.
And then he shoots him. But Van Damme, you know, when you know it, jumps up onto the counter. Full Van Damme regalia split across two countertops. Fucking shocker hits the water. The water's touching this guy's foot. Big mistake. I think he must have had some kind of one-liner. I don't remember
Yeah,
what
I
it
don't remember what
was.
he said. By the way, he's also, for anyone not watching or haven't seen this movie, Van Damme is in his underwear. We forgot to mention this whole fight. He's in his fucking he's in his underwear, so
I'm
he's fully
surprised he wasn't
sweat.
in like a speedo. It was like boxers.
Yeah. Boxers,
Like, how is it not? How did he not talk the guy? No, I think it should be like speedo underwear
yeah.
with a nice low wide shot. And to his credit, in the splits, I'm pretty sure he had his ass facing the camera,
Oh
not
yes,
his
he did. Yeah. Oh
crotch.
yeah. Big
For
ass cheek.
once. For once. What was that one
Oh
we
my God.
watched? That was the one with the twins. We were just thrusting
Yeah,
the
the one in the
ground.
aerobic scene. God damn
Like,
it.
oh God.
Oh
In
shit.
like a Jamie Lee Curtis woman's
Yeah.
fucking workout onesie with the V fucking bikini over her fucking tights. Oh God. So yeah. He beats him.
And then he throws one of them outside of his front
Oh
door
yeah.
and his
I
face. I
was
was
with
like, that
this
was unnecessary.
Yeah, I think he's dead. He just throws him out through the front door, and like a cop is coming up the stairs.
Oh yeah, the
She's
IA
like,
agent,
freeze. Like, he's the criminal. Get him.
yeah.
He made a mess in my house.
Yeah.
I'm with Internal Affairs. Then, yeah, this Internal Affairs agent is on his ass because he was partners with the guy who turned corrupt. And so they think he's too close to it. They have to investigate him. Then he goes back. I think he's oh yeah, 'cause he's gonna I but I have cases to work in the past. What are you gonna do? Follow me around like a puppy? And he's like, yeah, she has to. She's IA. And so she has to go with him back to the past in the fucking time rocket. Is it kind of interesting? They don't explain how never how this what time travel works in this. Just know that when you appear there, you're in a ripple and you're not in a vehicle. When you go there, you're in a rocket that has to shoot towards a wall. I don't know why. And sometimes it hits the fucking wall. It's happened before. It'll happen again. That's just the price we pay for this. Because he's talking about, oh, I hope you do better than so and so. Who are so and so twins? Look at that wall. See
Like
the
Jesus.
red spots? That's them. And I like that scene. Like, they don't ever explain anything of like the dangers of time travel, because he's like, how's she doing in there? her heartbeat is so high, her teeth are gonna rattle through her skull. Like, what? How? Explain. Go into more detail about this. This is vital, pretty cool information to talk about. What about Walker? Shoot, you'd have to pinch him to know he's not asleep. He's not asleep.
And I also thought that he was doing something with the gun, like a jaw thing. Like, I don't know, but he
Yeah,
touched it a
right?
time. But then before it launches, he just
Yeah, right?
on the board. I'm like,
I
okay,
thought I
what's up with
remembered
that?
something like that too, like him using the gum to not swallow it,
Yeah,
because he
yeah.
does say to her, like, do you have any advice for my first jump? Try not to swallow your tongue.
Yeah.
And try not to have your teeth loosen to your skull. Like, what the fuck? This seems dangerous,
God.
dude. Yeah, he spits the gum out, puts it on the fucking dash like a
It's okay.
dickwad. It's like Ace Ventura. Do you need an ashtray? No, I don't smoke. It's a filthy habit. Yeah, and then they got cameras on like both of their faces for some reason that they can watch in the control room. And then it's funny. She's like, "Ah!"
Oh, yeah.
And then even Walker's like, "Ah!" And their face start to
Oh, yeah.
work. And then, yeah, ripple. They fall in the water in Washington, D.C. because they found out the next, I don't know, some kind of
Next
heist or
ripple of
something.
something, something's about to
Yeah.
happen. Gonna ripple, yeah.
Yep. And then they fall in the water. Damn you guys. Miscalculated. And they get out of the water. There's some funny lines about being wet or some shit. Yeah, they got to find their mark. I don't quite remember what this one was. Do
This was
you?
the senator. The old senator is talking to some
Oh,
new
yeah.
manufacturer, and then the future senator shows up, and which is a cool
Yeah.
scene. That said, that
Yeah.
villain, I don't forget that guy's name, but he kills it.
Yeah, that's. I guess he used to be a half owner of this computer company that was very vital in, I don't know, special chips in the future. Senator McComb. But he sold off his ship before they got really big. And so he can't find any way to get the money he's going to need to win the election. And I think that it's ridiculous, right? I'm pretty sure if you listen closely, they're like, you don't understand. You'll never get this amount of money. The amount of money we're going to calculate we need to win this election, even if you went back six more times and got Confederate gold bars, how much do we need? Only it's like, he fucking hits him. Because
Oh
that's how
yeah,
you know
slams
he's.
his head into the
That's how
thing,
you
yeah.
know he's evil. He slams his head while eating fucking pistachios
Yeah.
with
Don't
his
ever tell me
mouth.
you can't I can't do something or
Yeah, chewing with his mouth open. So you know he's evil.
whatever.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Tell me the fucking number. And he's like, 3 million. He's like, 3 million? Oh, fucking no, shit, no. What are we gonna do? 3 million.
Yeah.
Anyways, and yeah, so he's gonna go back and stop himself from selling off those shares or getting that check from the other company owner that's gonna buy him out. So he shows up. I wouldn't accept that check if I were you. Who are you? I don't remember what he says. Isn't it obvious?
Yeah. Is that your dad or something?
I look old enough to be his dad? You
Yeah.
fucking bastard. Anyways, and he's saying, listen, this company is going to be very vital in the future. And they, after his speech, he's like, you're me. Whoa. And then he goes like he's going to touch him. Don't touch me. And then what's the line they always say? Two forms of matter can't occupy the
Occupy
same
the same
space at the
space,
same
yeah.
time. Idiot. Listen, I'm going to make you a lot of money. And then he shoots the fucking original owner. Now you're the full owner. Anyways, see you in the future. Does he know?
Yeah, Walker,
Yeah,
the one
Walker.
catwalk, and stops him. Which is a great line. He was like, freeze. And he's like, do you know how ridiculous that phrase is? Do I look frozen to you? I like his
Yeah.
little quirks.
I can still move, you idiot. Yeah, and I don't remember. It's like, you made a big mistake. Maybe you should have thought about that first. And then she's like, and then the IA agent points a gun at his head. Maybe you should have thought about it. Oh,
Oh,
shit.
shit.
Oh, no. Here we go. And What do? They try to leave him in the past? I don't remember how kind of they get away at that point.
Yeah, there's like a firefight that happens, and then he beats up a bunch of goons. They're trying to get, because Walker steals the senator's time warping device, and they're trying to both get there, and then Walker fights the woman, shoots her, I think, and then leaves him, and I think he just warps out. Like, I don't think, because he doesn't stay in the power. Oh, because of what happened, because the senator succeeded, when Walker does return, everything has changed. So I don't know. I thought that he was going to be left in the past too. Like, well, that'd be cool. But no, he just has a little dee 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 dee, and then he just kind of warps
Yeah, and
out from there.
I'm pretty sure he takes her back with him.
No, because he's in
Right?
the ho no, because he has to go back to find her in the hospital. Remember the whole thing? Like, he has to find Jane Doe who got shot. So she stays in the current timeline, and then he has to go back to that timeline to get her to rat on the senator.
Yeah, so eventually, there's some, like, he's the president at the now because he had the money or something. And I just love when they flash forward. It's set in like 1994, a good little chunk, 2004. I love what they thought 2004 cars were going to be, which is just like 10 years beyond when this movie was made. And it's just this fucking spaceship looking shit. And he gets in, go to home. Going home, sir. It's like even more futuristic than fucking cars on Mars and Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, but everything else in the world is pretty much the same. It's not too crazy. That was funny. So yeah, eventually beats the guy. How did he do it? Oh shit. But he goes back in time. I don't remember. It gets convoluted in the middle. He finally decides to take matters into his own hands. Because, like, shit's not working. These bad guys have changed everything. You know what? I'm going to change something. I'm going to change for good. So he goes back in time, and what he's going to do is stop them and save his wife. That's what he's going to fucking do. So he goes back in time to that day in 1994 on the porch. And I think. Right, he shows up behind the guys that are gonna punch him and just kicks
I
him
think
or
he
some
actually comes
shit.
to the front door and punches him right away. And I think he delivers the same line they delivered to him, which is, surprise or something. So he opens the door and then punches that guy, and he's surprised. That was pretty good.
And then he like beating them up, but he saves his wife, but still blows up the house with them in it. So now, how is the house getting blown up? Because Van Damme's doing it? I don't know what the fuck's going on with the house blowing
It
up.
was, God, what was the purpose? So they set a bomb in a random spot in the house. I'm trying to remember why. But the whole idea is they're going to blow up the house and then they're going to warp out. And nothing will change. However, though the wrench in the senator's plan is that Walker ended up calling the current time senator. So now both senators, so if the house blows up with both of them, then they're kind of wiped out completely. So then he's like, oh, what am I going to do? And the clock's ticking and they're having a conversation. It's like, all right.
No, yeah, doesn't he fucking push like one of them into the other
He
one?
pushes it and then they meld and a
Yeah.
beautiful 1994 CG.
There's some fucking creature. Kill me. Some fucking crazy Steve John Carpenter shit. And yeah, and then he blows up the house with all them in it. But how did 1994 Van Damme still How was he still passed out in the yard? I don't remember that. Because he like stops the fight, or he doesn't stop the fight until after they knock him
Yeah,
out.
because at one point both Van Dams were kicking ass from two different henchmen. I don't remember what happened to the other Van Dam. In fact, what did happen to him? I don't remember.
Right? So somehow he's still on the ground, passed out. But that didn't even happen in the original 94 timeline. Because, oh wait, he did because he was passed out from getting hit by the explosion. Right, and just So he didn't even warn like the old 94 Van Damme. Hey, step back. The house is gonna blow up.
Yeah.
I need him passed out. So he's passed out and drags his wife over to him so that she'll wake up with him and all will be saved. And then he gets the fuck out of there. And he goes back. It's so funny. He's talking to the captain or director. Hey, director, whatever happened to that senator such and such? What are you talking about? You know he has been missing since 1994. No one... And some weird shit. Oh,
Perfect.
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
And then he sees the IA cop in the hallway. Oh, and there was that really good. Oh, that's what it was. I forget. That was the line when they first get out of the water when he's with the internal affairs cop. And she's like, well, if I would have known we're going back to 1994, I'd go and stop. He's like, yeah, I'm 16 and whatever at summer camp. And he's like, where? And she's like, Illinois. I don't remember where she says. He's like, you can't go back and see yourself. Yeah, but if I could, I'd go tell myself not to get with Bobby Crenshaw that night. It's
Yeah.
very disappointing. And he's like, a smart woman would get a hold of the boy and give him some tips.
Like what?
It's
No.
like, what? I thought that was good. Why wouldn't you want to have sex?
Yeah.
You just need more tips.
Why wouldn't you tell yourself that? That's clearly the one option you do.
That's what Van Damme would do. And then I'd go back and have sex with myself. And we would double team this woman, and it would be the most pleasure she's ever had. What's better than one Van Damme? Two. So that was funny, but it ties into him seeing her in the hallway because he says her name. I don't fucking remember it. Hey, she's like, hey, do I know you? It's like, I guess not. And then he goes to walk away again. He's like, hey, what did he say? He said, be sure to call Bobby and tell
Yeah.
him, be sure to call Bobby and give him some tips. And it's like, how would she remember that?
Yeah, she's like,
Something.
what the fuck are you talking about, you
Oh,
weirdo?
no. She's like, tell
Yeah.
Bobby there's still time to learn.
Yeah.
She's like, that's a guy I made had sex with at summer camp when I was 16. I was like, what are
Yeah,
you
what
fucking talking about?
the
Like, what?
fuck? That is the weirdest
Anyways,
comment
and
anyone
then
has ever
he's
said
got
to me.
the smirk walking off. Got her. Fucking got her. She'll be thinking about that for the next 28 years. How the fuck
Oh
did this
God.
guy? Were you watching us? Were you in the cabin? Oh
So
shit.
stupid.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. And so he's going home. Go home. He arrives at home. A son opens up the door, and I was thinking, why the fuck did he have a son? But then I was like, oh yeah, she was trying to tell him she was pregnant.
Yeah.
When they last saw each other. Opens up the door. He's never seen this son ever. So I don't really get. Like, where is the person that is supposed to be there?
Yeah.
Where's 1994 Jean-Claude Van Damme that grew up with this?
Yeah.
You know, how does that work?
Yeah, I can't
Because
remember. Like, did he die in that action scene? I cannot recall whether or not the 94 actually died, and then the long hair one is just the one that exists now. I just don't fucking remember. Because you would think that the 94 one would be the one at the house. He survived.
Yeah.
It was like, what is the long hair one
Right?
doing there?
Because he's obviously doesn't know his son. He doesn't know this stuff. He's just like taking over this guy's life. It's like, this is my son in my house now. It's like, it's what I've always wanted. But yeah, it's like you obviously don't replace yourself when you go to the future because you or when you go to the past because you can't touch yourself. So that guy's alive. He has lived this new timeline and had this son. As yeah, it's they don't explain shit about time travel, except it was invented, and someone's got to police it, and there's a rocket that shoots you there. That's it. We don't even know what happens to the rocket. Does it hit the wall every time? What
Just
is it
disappeared.
reusable? Is this a new rocket every time we're doing this? We have no fucking clue. No, and why can you come back without a rocket? Just walk through. No rocket needed when you're in the. You idiot, you're in the past. You don't need a rocket.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's so many holes in this Terminator-like story. I say that because I was reading like a Siskel and Ebert review, and it's like they were like, this is like a poor man's idiot version of Terminator.
They're not wrong. They're not wrong.
Filled with mindless drivel, and it's not smart and lame acting and characters. And anyways, so the son runs up and hugs him, and he's just like, he's never seen him before. He's like, oh, and the wife comes out and kisses him. And he's obviously emotional or weird. It's not what the normal husband would do because he hasn't seen him in 10 years. She's like, what's wrong or something. He's like, I think everything's great. She's like, I have something to tell you. Well, tell me about it. Let's go inside. And that's the end. And then, oh, fucking, it's got a cheesy ass song that's on the nose at the end. It's like, there's not enough time, or something like that. I don't remember exactly. And
Yeah, I clicked off immediately. I didn't stick around.
I like this movie, man. I think it's one of my favorites. I don't know why. Maybe because it's got time travel, which is fun. It's got the Van Damme I like with the feathered hair. It doesn't have very good fight scenes, but that's not why I think people like this as one of their Van Dammes and why it was so high grossing. I think they liked it because it's just different. It's just like a different Van Damme movie in a good way, not different like set it in 1920 and see what happens, like The Quest. It's a good different.
Well, it's a cool concept. I like the concept, the fact that these guys are like policing, time, people abusing time travel. I think it's a cool idea. They don't really explore it that much, but the scenes they do show, like when he goes and busts his banker friend, like that's just a cool idea. Like this guy is trying to, fuck with time travel, and someone shows, like the police show up to stop him. I think that's just a cool idea, which I don't know. I'm sure at one point I knew this, but when I was watching the opening credits, I was like, this is a comic book? I had no fucking idea. Like maybe again, maybe at one point I knew that, but it was news to me yesterday when I watched it. I was like, oh, it's a comic
I
book.
remember seeing that too and be like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. I think it was like just a short in an issue, if I remember correctly. Not, I don't think it was its own like big comic book. I think it was just like a short story told in a comic book that they used. And then there was some other. There's like direct. There's a direct to DV or direct to VHS sequel, and I was reading about it, starring Jason Scott Lee, the guy who played
Nice.
Bruce Lee in the fucking Dragon. I was like, oh, I might have to see that. Because that guy ain't in shit, and I like him. And I think they said they had a TV series that lasted for over 9 episodes.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I like it. I think it's fun. I think the concept is really cool. I mean, I like Van Damme, but look at the filmography. There's not a lot of good ones. There's maybe five, that are actually really worth watching, and I think this might be my favorite just because it's so different. Because all the good ones are so similar. He had a formula, kind of, and he stuck to it. And then he has these weird outliers, and they're usually not very good. Oh, this one, he's twins. Oh, fucking. What if we put him with Dennis Rodman? Let's see how that goes. So, a lot of times they're just gimmicks. And I think the director even said when he read this script and had a chance to work with Van Damme and try to get him on board, he wanted to do it because he, reading the script, he thought it really could be the best movie Van Damme had ever been in. And conceptually, probably right. People probably disagree, but I think it's fighting for my top spot. I don't even know. I think it'd have to be for me, Bloodsport, Universal Soldier, and this would be my three kind of battling it out. The one you mentioned, I really like too, but I don't. It's probably not in my top three. The Penguins, fucking
Yeah, that's my shit.
hockey game.
It's the only Van Damme movie where a villain dresses up as the Penguin mascot and he beats the shit out of him. I mean, that's enough for me. Number one, baby.
Yeah.
And he plays goalie in one of the periods. So that one steals my heart.
I really like that one too. I don't remember what it's called, but it was much later in his career where he like goes to like a Russian prison or some shit.
I don't
He's
think I've seen that one.
old by this time, and he's like, yeah, I remember he just goes to a Russian prison and he's just a hard ass. And there's just all sorts of fights and prison life, and I remember that one being pretty fucking cool. And I remember thinking, well, I didn't think Van Damme made good movies anymore, but I like this. Yeah, but this one, seven. I like it a lot. 7.7.
Damn. Yeah, we're a little bit apart today, but
I like it. Don't talk shit about Van Damme.
No, I think the thing that's holding this movie together, which I already said, which it's just a cool concept. And the villain, like I said, I think the villain is super fun, and the fact that they don't hide that at all. Like that, you know he's the villain within the first like 15 minutes of the movie. Yeah, it's interesting. This is the third or fourth one we've done, and it's interesting that when I was younger, like I remember the action scenes being so much better, but like going back and watching them, they don't really hold up. It's almost like his movies'
Yeah.
plots and characters are more interesting to me than when action breaks out. It's like every time I go back and watch one of his movies, every time an action scene breaks out, I kind of check out because I'm just like, this is ridiculous. But like when the story's happening, I'm pretty engaged, and I felt I was pretty engaged in this one. As stupid and ridiculous as it can be in moments. Like I kept laughing at the when he comes back after he fails with the senator and everything's changed, and his boss can't get over the fact that they were best friends. He keeps bringing it up like fucking 18 times. I was your best friend. Like he says the word best friend and like probably 17 times in the span of 2 minutes. I kept laughing. Anyways, yeah, this was a 6.2 to me. I don't know if I'd call it my favorite. I think it's top five for sure. But yeah, without having rewatched a lot of his stuff, just gut reaction, I would say Sudden Death is probably my favorite. Then Bloodsport, Universal Soldier. Okay, Time Cop probably number four. I'm trying to think what would be number five. I didn't really like Double Impact when we watched it. I don't know if I'd put that number five. I haven't seen Kickboxer in fucking forever. Yeah, I don't know what would be a number five spot.
I might even be
Hard Target.
confusing
Hard
kick.
Target would be number John Woo, fucking Mullet Man.
Yeah,
That one's pretty
I
good.
might even be confusing Kickboxer with a fucking Bloodsport because they're the same fucking
Yeah, the
movie.
same movie.
It's like it's the same fucking movie.
But yeah, it's definitely top five, but not my favorite. It's still a fun hour. I was happy it was an hour and a half. You're in, you're out. There's no time wasted whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I was happy about that.
I just imagine if this was like in the hands of James Cameron, like the cool lore and concept they had, this
Yeah.
could have been an amazing fucking movie.
Totally,
Like they
totally.
had some cool shit going on for a Van Damme movie. Definitely the coolest, like highest concept thing he ever did. So it makes sense this is top grossing.
Yeah.
These people are like, whoa, fucking time travel, Van Damme. Yeah, let's go see. And
I feel like
Terminator
all
came
of
out like
these
2 years
actions,
before
yeah, I
it,
was gonna
so.
say, all these action stars that go sci-fi, most of them are banger. Like Demolition Man, Stallone did sci-fi, obviously Schwarzenegger, Terminator, this, a Time Cop. I wonder if still did oh, I just said Demolition Man. What was Steven Seagal never went sci-fi. That was his biggest mistake. He should have went
Yeah, right.
sci-fi, man.
Under Siege 3 is like a spaceship. There's someone on the shuttle. There's someone on the shuttle.
Oh my God.
Oh fuck. Yeah, what'd you say? 6.2?
Yeah, 6.2.
6.2, 7.7. I think that's kind of the gamut. That's what you're gonna get. Go check it out. Where do you fall on this, audience? Do you like Time Cop? Is it towards the top? I think it's you fall in two camps. Either it's
Yeah.
towards the top or it's just meh to you.
Yeah.
So I think sounds like you're in the meh, but like we said, there's not that many good Van Damme movies, so it still
Yeah.
makes your top five.
Yeah, it's still
But
take that 6.2, it's still make my top five. Not saying much, yeah.
6.2 is the top five echelon of Van Damme. And at 7.7 might be the top. Might be the fucking crown jewel in the catalog, you know what I mean? Saying
Oh my
something. But
God.
we still love him. He's so
Yeah.
fucking
Oh yeah.
charismatic with that big ass bump on his forehead he never fucking got rid of. And I was like, that's so I was watching, I was like, so strange. like a leading handsome man known as a sex symbol in the day. It's like, leave the bump.
Fucking eye
Big
distraction
ass
every time.
Fucking goiter.
Yeah.
Doctors are telling me, if we just hit that hard with a book, it'd be gone. It's like, so it's one of them cysts. We can pop that bad boy if you want. Yeah, so check it out and see where you land on the spectrum of this. Is it number one or is it number five? That's the question, really. That's probably the that's the clickbait. Is Time Cop his number one or number five movie?
Is Time Cop his best or his worst movie?
It's one or the other. All right, as always, we appreciate you guys coming and hanging out with us as always. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. Check us out on Spotify and Apple Music if that's how you want to do it. We don't care how you do it, as long as you do it. As long as we get to spend time with you, that's all we care about. Okay, you don't need to look at us if you don't want to. I don't blame you. Okay, I'd be remiss if you choose YouTube over the sound. I'm like, there's something going on. Hey, all right. We got these two ugly mugs up here. Anyways, we appreciate you. Thanks as always. And we'll see you for the next Vs. Until that next Vs, peace.
Peace.